I'm Mary Rose Madden, with a group trying to get out the vote, but not for a specific candidate. George Bunton, 33, is working the phones for the No Boundaries Coalition. He's been at it for an hour, has reached 6 or 7 people. He usually has to leave a voicemail message, like this one.
To get out and vote, as you know, it's very important. We also are offering some services.
The No Boundaries Coalition is a nonprofit that's been around West Baltimore since 2010, working on issues like public safety and police accountability, trying to establish collaboration across segregated neighborhoods. They hold block parties to bring people together, and they advocate for school construction. But they're also working on increasing voter turnout in neighborhoods where few voters go to the polls. Ray Kelly is CEO of No Boundaries. He says neighborhoods like Sandtown Winchester, Upton, Druid Heights, and Madison Park have been forgotten by politicians. There's not a lot of money there, so the politicians don't come around much.
Politicians kind of cater to their constituencies, and your vote is your voice.
Kelly figures the more votes your precinct shows, the more attention you'll get from politicians.
Makes the politicians aware, and it makes them get engaged, and it makes them show their faces in these communities, and that's the goal.
So a few years ago, he and the No Boundaries Coalition started their Get Out the Vote effort. In 2014, only 257 eligible voters cast a ballot in Sandtown Winchester. That's just 7%. So they started going to events at Gilmore Elementary, knocking on doors, and they held public forums around the Justice Department's investigation into the Baltimore Police Department. That was released in August of 2016. By the time the November 2016 election came around, they saw some results.
Consequently, in the 2016 election, we effectively quadrupled voter turnout at Sandtown Winchester Precinct 1518.
But it was still less than 30% of registered voters.
What we've picked up in practice over the years is constant engagement. So we really try to stay engaged with people that come to No Boundaries events, and we want to make sure, hey, this is the day. You need anything? Can we come and get you? Do you know anybody? Do you want us to call them? And we're just pulling out all the stops to try to get the numbers there and make sure people exercise that right.
And they've hired a Get Out the Vote specialist. Catalina Byrd has worked on numerous campaigns in the past, as well as her own. She ran for mayor in 2011. Ironically, she's strategizing with the No Boundaries Coalition to get out the vote on a primary day when she can't vote because she's politically unaffiliated. She says she believes in the democratic process, and she wants it to work.
Some people who don't vote at all or just registered, a lot of times in campaigns won't even get called or their door knocked or lit sent to them. It's considered a waste of money and a waste of capital.
Byrd says she's been in campaign war rooms when the discussion turns to low-income, high-crime, low-voter-turnout neighborhoods.
I've been, and I won't say which races, but I've been in rooms where specifically whole communities, especially mostly communities of color that have low voter turnout, are completely intentionally not knocked.
Byrd's worked on campaigns for 20 years. She's got a seen-it-all attitude, and yet it seems she wants to see more. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.